Welcome back to Motown Memories. This is Tom Fallon. And during the next half hour, we continue to feature Motown songs from the 1960s, 1970s, and 1980s, one song in each of those three decades in order. This half hour, we'll hear from Junior Walker and the All-Stars, Thelma Houston, the Commodores, Gladys Knight and the Pips, and the Jackson 5. Well, first up this half hour, Junior Walker and the All-Stars with their version of Money, That's What I Want, right here on Motown Memories.
That's what I want. Hey, I need money. That's what I want. That's what I want. Hey, your love gives me such a thrill, but your love won't pay my bills. I need money. That's what I want. Hey, that's what I want. 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 Hey, now give me money. That's what I want. I need money.
Home of Motown Memories. The home of Motown Memories. Motown Memories with Tom Fallon.
Baby, don't leave me this way.
Tom Fallon.
A Motown memory from the Commodores, Lady You Bring Me Up, that reached number 8 in the United States Billboard Pop Charts in 1981. Before that, Thelma Houston and her only big hit, Don't Leave Me This Way, number 1 from 1977. And we started with Junior Walker and the All-Stars and their version of Money, That's What I Want, reaching number 52 in the United States Billboard Pop Charts in 1966. Barrett Strong had a much bigger hit with it way back in 1960, where his version reached number 23. This is Motown Memories with Tom Fallon. And for this hour, we're featuring songs from the 1960s, 1970s, and 1980s, one song in each of those three decades in order. Well, coming up, Gladys Knight and the Pips and Friendship Train. Well, Gladys Knight and the Pips consisted of Gladys, her brother Merrill Bubber Knight Jr., and cousins Edward Patton and William Guest. And they had a few years of hits on a small record label called Max before signing up with Motown in 1966. Well, the Max record label was owned by Larry Maxwell, and he was invited to come to Motown, and he asked Gladys Knight and the Pips to join them. Well, Gladys herself wasn't sold on the concept of going to Motown. Quote, I told them I don't want to go over there. We've been successful up to now, creating our own avenues, our own following. You know, if we go over there, we're going to come behind all of those other artists they consider their best. We won't get the attention that I feel we deserve at this stage. But the rest of the group was very adamant, and they joined the Motown record label. Well, William Guest, one of the Pips, was quoted as saying that, quote, we know how to take care of ourselves. But what we need is a nationwide hit, a worldwide hit, and if we're blessed to get one, we'll get one through Motown. Well, Gladys was outvoted 3-1, and they joined the Motown record label. Well, as it turns out, Gladys and the Pips had more success after they left the Motown record label in 1973 when they signed to the Buddha record label. But here they are with a great song, Friendship Train, right here on Motown.
Yeah.
the Jackson 5 and Forever Came Today, their last charting song on the Motown record label, reaching number 60 from 1975. They joined the Epic record label shortly after this, and since Motown owned the name Jackson 5, they had to call themselves the Jacksons. And they did have a hit right away in Epic called Enjoy Yourself, which reached number 6 from 1976. And we started with Glad Nine, the Pips, and Friendship Train, number 17 in the United States Billboard Pop Charts from 1969. Well, this hour, we featured Motown songs from the 1960s, 1970s, and 1980s. I hope you enjoyed this show. If you have any questions, comments, or suggestions for future Motown shows, I'd love to hear from you. My email address is MotownMemories@yahoo.com. That's MotownMemories@yahoo.com. Also, be sure to visit our website at MotownMemories.com. That's MotownMemories.com. On that website, you'll find information about all of your favorite Motown artists, including those featured in this edition of Motown Memories, as well as all the radio stations that carry Motown Memories 7 days a week. Until next time, this is Tom Fallon. Goodbye for now.